I've never done this before in my life, but I remember in New York City years ago, I was sitting on the front stoop, and this guy who lived in the building was doing a comedy routine for us, all the people in the building, and he said, "Is this any good or not? I gotta try out. I'm going," you know, he was one of these aspiring New York comics, and it was funny. It was amusing, but I thought it didn't quite make it, you know, so I don't quite make it either, because who knows what I'm doing? I don't even know what I'm doing. But anyway, so Johnny is to blame. I might have not met a nice bartendress here this afternoon. I was the only one in the bar at happy hour, and I call her a bartendress. Isn't that terrible? Is that a sexist word? I guess it's a sexist word. I made it up because my mother used to call people strange ESS suffix words, like not only actress, but she said photographess, plumbus instead of plumber. I never heard of a female plumber, though, so I don't know if there is a plumbus. And dentist as opposed to dentist. But anyway, this was a big joke in the family because my mother always made up these ESS names for women. So I like the word bartendress, whether anybody else does or not. But it has dress in it anyway. But I think Morgan is wearing a pantsuit, right, or something like that. So it looks good on her. And, but, you know, so Johnny made me this, made me a comedian. So I went home and fell asleep. I thought that was my preparation for tonight. But anyway, after I woke up, I said, I have 2 hours left before this big debut tonight. So I went over to my computer, and this is what I produced in those 2 hours. Okay. Well, you know, I had a Manhattan here this afternoon. It was smooth Manhattan made by Johnny and Morgan, and it was delicious. But, you know, I have all this stuff here that I'm not going to use on these papers, but it's stuff that was funny to me when I wrote it, but it's not funny anymore. But, okay, this is, you know, what I was going to say earlier was I hate being a comedian among singers because, especially after some of these people, I thought, what an act to follow. I mean, you know, we had some really good music here tonight. And I always think of comedians as the total idiots. I mean, you know, I'm almost ashamed to be up here. I've seen them on TV, and some of them are so hideously, I don't know, idiotic, that it's hard to even laugh at them. But, you know, I was trying to write this on my computer, so you know how that goes. To boot it up, it seemed like it took 20 minutes. So then first there was a light screen, then there was a black screen, then another light screen, a black screen. When I pressed for the cursor, I get a beating drum. That's because I put a beating drum on my cursor. Well, you know, it goes with the scene here tonight, a musical cursor. Okay, so then I chose that as my little cursor curse. I call it my cursor curse because it seems like a curse when I am sitting there waiting, and here I see this beautiful little image of drum beating, and I'm thinking, well, you know. So then the next one after that is a yellow metronome, a neat yellow metronome ticking and ticking to beat the band. Now, did anybody ever beat a band? Did you ever think about that? What does it mean to beat the band? Did you ever, I don't, which band would you like to beat? I don't know, none of the band, well, we didn't really have a band here tonight. So Johnny, I was gonna ask, but he isn't here. Johnny, did anybody ever beat a band in your club here?
No.
I don't,
no.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, do you have to beat all four members of the band or just the lead singer?
Just the drummer.
Okay.
yeah.
Or maybe you just beat the drummer with his own sticks. I don't know. But anyway, I never understood what that meant. But this monologue is bombing to beat the band, so it doesn't matter. Actually, I heard that phrase more when I was a kid. I don't know what happened to it. I guess maybe it's been phased out. Or maybe the ACLU eliminated it because, you know, I think to say beat the band is hate speech. Wouldn't you say that's hate speech? You shouldn't be beating a band. Anyway, that's probably what happened. I don't think I'd ever do ethnic jokes here. Actually, I don't want to do ethnic jokes or religious jokes. I think both are dangerous and probably forbidden but here, but I don't know. I noticed that Jews are allowed to make fun of Jews, like Woody Allen and other Jewish comedians, and blacks are allowed to make fun of blacks, but I guess I would be allowed to make fun of Christian white guys. But I really don't know how to do that. What can you say about Christian white guys? It is really funny. I don't, you know, is anything? I don't. I'd rather make fun of Boulder Bars, wouldn't you? I mean, I'd love to make fun of Boulder Bars in a comedy routine. Maybe I'll get that up. Have you ever been to a boulder bar? If you have, raise your hand. You know, I mean, it's like I've been to too many of them. I see a lot of you maybe in other bars in Boulder. I don't know, but I went to one last week, and I would have loved it, except there are a lot of drunks there. But they can ruin they can ruin a good time. But you know, first I wondered where to sit at the bar. Do you ever go into a bar alone? I'm telling you, going into a bar alone is a terrible experience. I mean, you really should be with somebody when you go into a bar. It's you know, first of all, I wondered where to sit. I always wonder where to sit. I look at the bar, and you know, it's like I stare at the bar, and then I think I've got to sit down quickly, because if I just keep staring at the bar and decide where to sit, I'm going to look like a government agent or something, you know. So, what do you do? Do you sit at the hot, next to the hottest chick at the bar? Too obvious. No, you don't do that. So, do you sit next to another guy who looks interesting? Well, then you might be gay. I don't know. Well, so what? But if it's a gay bar, go for it. But you know. Do you sit in the loneliest place at the bar? Well, that's also a little too obvious. Do you sit? So, I don't know. What I often end up doing, you know, you sit in the middle where there's an empty seat on both sides of you. There's a bar stool on both sides. That's kind of diplomatic. You know, you're not really interfering with anybody. But so I don't know. So then they think this guy is really antisocial. You know, let him just nod off in his drink if that's what he wants to do. You know, I mean. So I don't know, bars I have trouble with when I'm going alone. Yeah, you can't read a magazine or newspaper, that's extremely bad for them, it's very geeky. You wouldn't go into a bar and read a magazine or a newspaper. Okay, laptop, I don't think there's wireless. Okay, so what do you do? I don't know. It's better not to go in a bar alone. Oh, they like laptops, okay. All right, so, you know, when you see a guy alone sitting at a bar, what do you think? Well, he must be a hopeless alcoholic. He has no social skills. He's sitting there like he's falling off the bar stool. I don't know. It's sad. It's very difficult. That's why I don't go to bars very often. But anyway, so. I don't know. You can off. You know. So I've seen guys sitting at bars who maybe are looking at the TV for hours on end, and I don't really think they're watching it. You know. I don't know where their heads are. But anyway, it's a precarious position to be in. You can pretend to watch the TV. You're not supposed to watch other people at the bar too carefully. That's a little bit undiplomatic too. You do not look at the bartenderesses behind. You don't look at the bartenders behind, although it's right there in front of you. So what are you supposed to do? It gets to be strange, but anyway.
Sounds like you're doing a skit on me. Like
oh, yeah, okay. All right, have you ever seen that old TV show of the 1980s called Cheers? I don't know, is anybody here old enough to have seen that? Yeah, okay, if you, it popularized the idea that bars are social hangouts where hilarious and fascinating things can happen. Then, have you ever been to a bar in Boulder? Well, did hilarious and fascinating things happen? Well, okay, it can, maybe it can happen, I don't know. Well, this is the challenge tonight. We're trying to be hilarious and fascinating. Well, anyway, comedy is an art form, but I would never learn it from stand-up comics myself. I don't think I could learn it from those guys. I watch them, and I just feel like my head is getting dead when I watch stand-up comics, so I don't know if I could ever do it. Well, I learn it more from TV series. Like I mentioned Cheers, and there's the old one, Friends. I have to admit something that would make me a social outcast. I have never owned a television in my life. I don't even watch cable. What does that make me? I don't know. In Boulder, maybe it makes me hip. Thanks for the applause. Okay. But ahead of my time. But now I'm watching old TV series on DVD. I don't know what that makes me. I think it means I'm aging. I hope it doesn't mean I'm aging. Maybe it means I'm hopelessly unhip. But anyway, okay, I've been watching Friends from the 1990s. Because I never saw it before, you know. Well, anyway. Okay, I guess college students who are now at CU probably heard it when they were 4 or 5 years old and their parents were watching it. It's probably about the way it goes. Anyway, I've always been a little behind the times. I haven't even read all of Plato yet or Shakespeare, so, you know. I guess if I'm a little behind on the movies and TV series, it's okay. Well, anyway, at least Friends has had an insufferable laugh track. I think that's what I needed here tonight. Thank you for those of you who have laughed, but we don't have a laugh track here. But anyway, I'm almost finished here with my notes, and you know, this is one of the worst comic acts ever when you have to read notes. But what did I say in here else? I said, I do like TV series, old ones, but I don't like plots. To me, life has never had a plot. Does your life have a plot? Do any of you have plots in your lives? You do?
Actually, I've been writing for years.
You've been writing the plot?
Yes.
Your own plot. That's amazing.
So far, it's worked out.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, if you can write your own plot, you could probably write a movie or a TV series too, right? I don't know. You don't want to do that, or?
Not to.
You'd rather not to, not do that.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, the plotless life is all for me, I said, but I don't know. I didn't plan to come here. You know, I on the way over here, I thought of that phrase, seize the moment, because when it was afternoon and Johnny said, oh, you could do a comic act, and I don't even know if he was serious, but I took it seriously, so here I am, and I said, well, I'm going to seize the moment. This tonight is my debut. And on the way over here, I thought, what an idiotic thing to do. Are you an total asshole? Why are you coming over here to do a comedy act when you've never done one in your life? And then I thought, seize the moment, you know. I guess that's a pretty good motto. Maybe I should use that more often. So here I am. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to finish this up now. Since we don't have a laugh track here, I will try to finish it. What was I going to say? Okay, I was going to say, within a year or so, I may get up to the 2000s. You know, I didn't know what to call the 2000s. I saw a magazine article where the writer was sort of saying, what do we call this decade, you know? Well, I know what you call it. You call it the OOs. I call it the OOs. We should have realized that it was the OOs on September 11th, 2001, I think. OO, you know. And here we are. But anyway, so in 2009, I hope you have a good 2009. And that's enough for tonight. But I enjoyed this. Thanks. Okay.